Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and tonight is our special night. This is the night for the paranormal activities. So if anybody out there has had one or two or three, definitely let us know. You can go on the fast chat and or, you know, call in. I'll see if Carrie's out there. You out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome, everybody, Friday night on Station 2 on BBS. And so the numbers tonight to call in on are the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-429-5471. And then line 3, I think, I would try, area code 530-513-6472. So, oh, and we have the Q&A tonight, right, Ron?
That's right, Q&A tonight. I'll give you the phone number.
Okay.
So, let's see here, 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301. And then you want to use 69-75-90. And the pound sign, 697590. So this will be the last night for these numbers. So we have a new number starting off for all the conference calls starting next year. So if you're well, you have the old ones, they won't work. So anyway, if you need to know what they are, send me an email. We can send you over the new numbers. So I guess we'll wait for somebody to come on here, Carrie, the paranormal experience. But do you have any words of wisdom on your end there? Or?
Well, we have a question on my end here, left over from last Wednesday, or this past Wednesday show when you did, excuse me, all the orb clearing for us. And Nibley is asking, what are orbs?
They're aliens that float around. You can see them in pictures. So that's what orbs are. Unfortunately, you know, that's what they are because they're here. You can see them. See them up in photographs a lot of times, and they attach to your body and harm you. That's what orbs are. I'm sure everybody else out there who talk about orbs will not say the same thing. They think that they're some type of alien communication to us to help us out, making crop circles possibly, or other things. And that's why we have an orb clearing. In fact, if you do the orb clearing, it's $50. So just go online and type in your age of 10 on the whole lifetime orb clearing. And then also send me an email. Is that clearing not have the colors on it? It's a whole lifetime clearing without the colors. So send me an email saying that you got on it. And a lot of people just copy the PayPal. And what I'll do is send you, along with that, the other link you can go to do the colors. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and for anyone that wasn't listening on Wednesday, Ron, it's a whole life orb clearing. Which normally is $5 times your age, but Ron has dropped the price of that one for $50 to $50. I don't know if it's reflected on the website yet, but if you would like to buy that and haven't yet, just put in when you buy it that you're 10 years old. So it'll be $50, and you can do the whole life clearing. So I think I heard a beep. Ron, is somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Ed.
Hi, Ron. I'm still trying to catch up with you about you ran into a new alien race that was artificially constructed, looked like apes. So I was wondering if you could tell us more about what preceded the battle and what the results were and how big were they and all that.
Well, that was a few days ago. Maybe 4 days ago, I'm thinking these were like large apes, maybe gorillas. I don't know if there's a difference or not, but they had black furry hair, it was probably, the way I can look at it now, viewing, probably 6-8 inches in length. They were about 50 feet tall. Very interesting. They're about 20 feet wide, so they weren't, you know, like a regular human body. They were larger in width, in proportion. Interesting thing is that they had two faces, one on the front, one on the back, so they can view whatever's happening in front of them, behind them. And I noticed that on their wrist, they had like a turret, in a sense, that would spin all the way around. So they could actually move their wrist, you know, to go forward or back, and if they wanted to move their head in a certain direction. And also their hips were the same way. So they could move anywhere they wanted to go to just by kind of moving it. Much like if you were on, like, say, roller skates, you know. But they could move around exactly where they were standing, reverse, then walk backwards instantly by just moving a few things. These were robotic alien beings that were designed. These are artificial intelligent alien beings designed just for killing. That's all that they knew how to do. The programs were installed for that. And so it took a couple of days to get rid of them. And that particular energy of these beings, of wherever they came from, whatever, I don't know if that area is completely destroyed or not, but these ones that were trying to attack me were. So that's what happens. Normally I kind of look around, I'll feel the energy in my room changing a little bit. And all of a sudden, unfortunately, the energy in the room gets very active, and it gets full of energy. So I'm trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I'm like wide awake, like middle of the day. Because the energy comes in of the light, and all of a sudden your body is completely on full alert, plus you're not, don't really need sleep at that point. Then I try to figure out what is going on, and that's what I normally find is things happening. Sometimes I'll see ships way out there in the distance. Worked with one this morning. I'm doing this probably nightly now, and maybe even daily too. But I don't normally concentrate that much in my daytime because we like to have a life. So my nightlife is fighting aliens. In the daytime, I'm doing it true, I'm sure, you know, also. But at night is when that gets comes in. Well, normally, you know, for myself, I go to bed typically 11 o'clock midnight. And then lo and behold, sometime between 2 and 4, I get awoken. All the energy in the room. And it just feels like it's almost like daytime, like you've been up for like 6 hours already and you're raring to go. And at first you kind of figure, oh, man, how come I'm awake, you know? Because you're definitely not completely you know, plugged into the consciousness. And then all of a sudden, within about 10 seconds, everything comes online. And now I'm looking around to see why I'm awake, what's trying to get me. And normally we're out there someplace working. I guess I just need to be awake here to understand what's happening. Well, that's kind of what these things were. These were actually an alien species that was created, artificial intelligence, made to be warriors to kill people. They were remote controlled, and where the remote control came from, I don't know. I don't know what alien race created these beings. But they bled and everything else. They looked human, in a sense. If you were to call it human, or they looked, you know, real as far as life form. They did have internal organs, everything else. They had robotic programs controlling them. Normally you'd think that something robotic would have, like, gears inside of it and things like this here. It didn't have that. You know, it's not like an erector set type of thing or mechanical, robot or something. These were actually lifelike energies, just like you saw, or would see like a monkey or an ape or something at a zoo. That's how they looked. But everything was weird because when I saw that the two faces, one on both sides, I go, this is really weird, you know. So that's how they appeared, and took like 2 days to finally get rid of them. So that's kind of about all that I can say on it. There's probably a lot that goes on, but I don't normally bring it back here in my consciousness to look at it, because I don't need to. There's too much out
there. How many do you think there were?
Say that again?
How many do you think there were?
How many? Let me see if I can... I'll have to ask the soldiers what the intel is on that there to see what they get to. Let's see here. They're telling me a lot of them. Let me see here. Let me just double-check the numbers here. About 12,500 of them. Oh, that's how many there were.
So they just kept coming in waves after waves?
Maybe a dozen of them or so. Oh, there's quite a few.
So they just kept coming in waves?
The ones that I... Yeah, I would say that would be correct because I kept seeing them off and on during the day as they got terminated, but I really didn't pay much attention to it because what I do anyway all the time, so it's just another day in the life, you know?
Do you think they were from the future?
Well, I could look here. Future, they came back from not too far off. Some alien race brought them in from the year 2082. Oh, as you notice, that's asking me these questions here, and I don't normally have this data as I look at it because myself is just, like I said, another day doing this stuff. I'm not really too, involved with all the details. I just want them out of here, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate you answering.
Yeah. So that's what...
I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, yeah. I very seldom get taken down. So, thank you, Ed, for calling.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, just back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and...
I'm just curious if anybody else felt any strange energies. Today they weren't here. Yesterday they were here a little bit. The day before they were here a lot. That would be probably Wednesday. They probably started attacking maybe, I would guess, possibly Tuesday, Wednesday. If anybody out there felt energies, so maybe be the ones that have enlisted, possibly. You may have been out there, too, with these things. So find out what we get on the fast chat.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Nibley is asking where were they? So presumably they are on a timeline a little off to the side from ours, Ron. Maybe you can describe that a bit more.
Somehow they're not coming into our realm here. What happened also about that same time was kind of disturbing to me because I saw the timelines starting to merge, kind of like parallel timelines coming, and then all of a sudden they kind of move toward each other slightly, kind of like a Y. And at some point they were going to be merging these timelines. And I said, no, you can't do that because they merge those timelines here where we are. First thing is that there'd be probably a lot of stuff happening here that would be very negative. Look like, definitely alien wars as you walked outside, which would definitely freak everybody out and cause a lot of problems here. Well, these timelines are just outside of our own reality of consciousness. And that's why, like I say, you can look in the movies and see the flat-bottom ship cloud. So they're there in our consciousness. We can see the cloud, but we can't see the ship. Happened to watch a movie on Netflix last night. It was made in 1956. It was a Western movie, and luckily there wasn't any Indians in it, so that was very nice. So it was just a movie with, just cowboys, we'll call it. And, man, their clouds look wonderful. Really, really nice-looking clouds. Bring back the times of my childhood. And now you don't hardly even see those, but they had real clouds in that movie. It's a black-and-white movie. So it was great. Yeah, they wanted to bring the timelines in. Maybe the dark side wanted to do it here. And that would just be, wouldn't be good because physical people here and the militaries, if they were to see something coming across the radar, it would naturally try to do something with it. And you know, like I've mentioned in the past, they wouldn't even know what hit them, the alien technology. So they could not come in here. just be too devastating. I had a kind of, it's a light ship to push that timeline away because it was coming toward us. It would not be good. But very possibly this is what's been going on to begin with. Maybe they are keeping the aliens at bay by leaving them in a timeline that we cannot see. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Nibley's commenting that it sounds like some sort of alien super soldier type of a breed of creature.
Yeah, I would tend to think that these would, you know, you kind of think of like Arnold, you know, as the Terminator coming that looks human, you know, with robotic parts, et cetera, in it. Why they chose that life form, I have no idea. Very possibly their own life form that they are, it could be that type of species. It could be, you know, an ape, gorilla type of being. Kind of hard to say what word it was because the face, the faces, you know, they had the dark, say, black fur on them. But their faces were kind of almost white, but like a light tan color. I'll just say it was tan. And on both sides, and that really stood out to me because I go, wow, this is something. It wasn't necessarily like a gorilla or an ape, which has, you know, a dark face. This is actually more like a human, a type of race, you know, that was here, you know, with the fair skin. That was interesting.
So that was tan skin, not tan fur, you mean?
Yeah, that's a fur, yeah, tan skin, yes, uh-huh.
I see.
Oh, anyway, I would assume that they probably designed these after themselves and made them robotic, the programs in them. I did see they had four hemispheres. Oh, and then in the brain itself, where I saw it was divided off, I had like appearance of like some kind of octopus energy or just something that was moving around in each hemisphere or the hemispheres that were being used. So as it would move, it would tend to go from one to the other. The direction that it was looking at or moving. So it's quite interesting. It would be kind of neat if we were made that way ourselves so that we wouldn't have any back problems or anything, just that our hips would probably spin around in a circle and go walk the other direction and probably be good, you know. So it'd be an upgrade to us by far, you know. Anyway, I guess, I got another thing that happened too on a paranormal experience. a gentleman calls me and, working a while, and he mentioned that he had some kind of control issues happening. Didn't know what it was exactly. And as I tuned into it, I realized that energy that he kind of felt, he kind of like felt this presence of people around him, I think. But this is what I saw on it here. And normally, you would think that some energy would come from somebody that you knew physically here. Normally, when people say, yeah, I had a bad day and I can feel so-and-so attacking me or something like that, you would think that would be somebody on the planet. Well, what they did is they actually activated some of the ancestors that are in the ground, brought forth that energy of these beings, rematerialized them but in the invisible, and kind of bugging him. His genetic past. So that was quite interesting. So that's a new one that I'll be looking at here.
Yikes.
That's just, that's just out the press right now. So if you have any problems, very possibly the darkness is bringing up your ancestors, you know, great-great-grandparents or something, activating them because they have your DNA, making them real. They just go into timelines and create them. Make them real, and they could just be outside of your reality of consciousness here. They can be bugging you, and you can be feeling energy attacks because they know you. It's like the other energies, those apes, a very similar situation. It could be using them, robotic situation too, through their genetic alteration. So it gets really, really sci-fi quick here. That's where we are. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, it sounds like some people were feeling stuff around you, are able to type into the Fox chat, and Janice is saying that yesterday she was feeling a lot of psychic attack and having chest pain and attacks in her abdomen. And then, let's get to the next page here. George is mentioning that he was feeling stuff on increasing attacks on Tuesday. Wednesday was awful, and today much better. So you know, it sounds like they're tuning into this too, Ron.
It's very possible. Normally, you shouldn't bring anything back to you from fighting the aliens, but it's possible. It all depends how close they are. But hopefully that, you know, they just feel something, but not become ill or sick or have a problem. They just feel some energy that's kind of disturbing. But that's where we are.
Yeah.
So,
and Jean is noting that gorilla things were almost impossible to sneak up on because of the two faces, I guess, and he said the four hemispheres, and they had green X-ray vision, and they could see in many frequency spectrums.
Oh, it sounds like we have a fighter online.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he probably saw him too then, if Jean is a male.
Yeah, sounds like Jean did.
It'd be hard to figure out something or just to find something. What the light does, in case you're wondering, or the soldiers, that they move so quickly that they go in between the timelines. So when you're in between the timelines, remember the aliens create the timelines, but we're in between it. Remember that's being between the spaces. You have spaces and then you have material manifestation. So the spaces in between would be, there's no timeline. That's where the soldiers fight from, normally. Not always, but normally. And then at that point, they can sneak up on something, but some of these beings are able to see through into the spaces of nothing to see things happening, too. The whole thing gets to sound like I said, very, very sci-fi. And it's interesting to watch, anyway, to say the least. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
I don't know what else we could do that would be more positive. In this.
Yeah, I just want to mention, you did say something about that they were trying to merge those timelines, and you said that would be a disaster, that was the military that was trying to do that, not these guerrilla things. So... they did listen, and obviously they're not merging the timelines. I just want to let people know that.
Yeah, I don't know if Harry wanted to do it or not, but I we couldn't have done that. If it would have been done, they'd be here now, and the military on the surface here, all the different, you know, militaries would be after these things, and they wouldn't have a chance. You know, it would be annihilated in a blink of an eye. Well, you know, people on the surface here have no idea what's going on. In the Beyondo out there, and just next to us here. Do you feel like something is going on alongside of you or something, or in a different or a certain area? Maybe you're walking, having a nice day, and you walk to a certain distance and look over someplace, and you see the whole place maybe blow up in front of your eyes, but it's still looking there and still the way it is. So that's because you're actually seeing in those timelines, just kind of merging slightly here. Well, it gets to be, like I said, very interesting. It's not really provable until you can actually see it yourself. On one hand, it could be like very airy fairy, and now we're hearing this again. You know, the other one is, yeah, you know, so you got to look at it. Is this true or not? There's only two answers: yes or no. If all of you out there have experienced something that's kind of weird, you can probably be part of this here, or all of it. It's up to you. All I know is what I'm telling you, so I don't try to put too much energy on it, persuade anybody. I'll just tell you what I see. Now, like I said, if you felt energies out there the last few days, and now it's calm, it's because you were probably somehow connected to, involved with, or whatever during this battle. So it's good to know that, oh, yeah, now I know what I saw. That's the nice thing, to get validation. Back to you, Carrie. Any other callers, I wonder, coming in?
I don't know. Does somebody else want to call? 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. And those are the numbers under the Station 1 play button. If somebody could type those in, that would be wonderful. And then, of course, we have the Q&A coming up. And I don't think we mentioned, if you guys want to send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, I'll read those out. Just pop in the subject bar that you will be listening to tonight's Q&A. So we have a subject shift here, Ron. And Mew is asking if you would explain why some people think that there are 3 days of darkness before a dimensional shift.
That's probably from the some information. Maybe the Bible talks about that. I don't know. There's just means that it's more than one day, so it means that it's a long time. Like in the Bible, I know they mentioned the 40 days and 40 nights scenario. That just indicates or means that it was a long time to go through a process. And so that's probably what it is, just that it's, you know, one day you can think that it's over with, but when you go 3 days, then you know, wow, that's a long time. That's just probably some information being told people. And in the light, there's no such thing as time, so, you know, that would be even longer than that because there's no time. So it could be, you know, years. So the darkness probably wants people to realize that that's probably what it's going to be so your mind can look at some. Remember, your mind has keywords in it. I think I heard a beep.
Yeah, I think I did.
So you want to listen for keywords, everybody. Back to you, Larry.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, Ron, it seems that the aliens are putting weird energies on us, on our group. A lot of people seem to be feeling it from maybe certain apparatuses that they have designed, that they have designed that they're putting on us to keep us in a weird state.
Well, let's see here. Looking at the energy here, yeah, anybody who is sensitive to energies will be able to sense something. So the people that are listening are more awake than general population. That means that you're able to figure out what's going on. I'm sure they're not talking about this in, like, the Christian churches when you go to Sunday school or go to church to hear different things. They don't talk about the alien invasion. They may talk about something else, but you know, they're not going to talk about something that's outside of you attacking you. So I can't really do any kind of clearing for that because everybody has their own particular role with this here, what they're doing. So
it almost sounds like, it almost seems like satellite programs that they're setting up.
Very possibly. Everybody's had that. Now we have a clearing to help people out. So
I know I've had confusion between what day it is. I don't know what day it is sometimes, in the past or the future day instead of today's day. And I've had confusion from their signals that they're sending me mixed signals about things. Could I get a clearing about, we get a clearing about that, about time, clearing time to be in the now?
Oh, you can do the be here now clearing. Let's do that.
Okay.
That will bring you into the now here. So here we go. Bring your spirit back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll bring back your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. That should make you feel a little better. You might feel a little more present right now.
Yeah, that's much better. Yep. Yeah, they have part of me in the future, part in the past, and part in a stymied condition, but now, yeah, I feel much better about that now. I feel like I'm back complete and whole.
Great. That's a free clearing on the website,
Ron,
too, if you're a new listener. Left-hand side, just go down the navigation side and you can check on that. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, also the satellite transmission thing that Larry was mentioning, that is a free clearing too on the left side. If you just scroll down a little way, you'll see the recommended clearings drop-down box and the free clearings drop-down box. So Ron New is saying that they saw in a dream some yellow sludge around their second chakra, and they're wondering what that is. Michael is mentioning that he saw yellow energy also, but I'm not sure when Michael saw his. But
okay. I'll talk about this a little differently. I had somebody also connect with me. So what can happen is, it may not be the sludge, so I don't know what the sludge would be. But we're kind of used to different colors for the chakras, okay? What is it, red, orange? Boy, it's been a long time. Red, orange,
blue, green.
Yeah, green, let's see, red, orange, maybe yellow, blue, or...
Third eye's blue, I think. Heart's green.
I think the throat is blue. The heart would be yellow, I think. Anyway, you guys may know it more than me. I haven't done this for, 20 years probably. But anyway, what can happen is, I'll just tell you what one scenario was here. Probably 15 years ago, a lady came up to me. And she says, Ron, I have this problem. I'm very, very sexual. And she was probably, would say, maybe early 20s. And she says, problem is that I feel like I have to love all these men. And she says, I don't like going to bed with all these men that I see, but I just have this compulsion of doing that. She says, what's going on? And I said, well, maybe you have your chakras all mixed up. Maybe you're using your second chakra for sexuality, and maybe that second chakra is actually the energy is mainly in your heart center would make you do that. And so I reversed them all. I did this on some of the BBS programs quite a while ago. I put them back to where they're supposed to be. So I'll do that for everybody listening here. So we're going to take everything out of your first chakra and what is not supposed to be there, and return it back to where it's going to. So here we go. First chakra, going to make that all one energy. That can really confuse you. Here we go. This is the first chakra, which we'll call red. Okay, here we go. Yeah, indigo and violet. So indigo would be third eye, and violet's your crown. I think blue is the throat. And then the heart, I think, is yellow. And then power chakra is green, I think. And then
I think those are flipped, Ron.
Orange. I got them flipped? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Everything's going into first chakra, there we go. Second chakra now, take out what's goofy there. This will be orange. And I don't even know if the colors correspond to anything, just that they're colors, okay? We have to have some way to communicate here. If somebody had this system, I would probably see it more like maybe another mind control pattern so that you're hooked up to a certain color, how that goes. Here we go. Taking everything out of your second chakra that shouldn't be there and making it so it's all that here. Okay. Oh, a lot of energy there. Wow. Okay, and now we'll go to next chakra, which would be your power chakra. And here we go. That one would be yellow, is that correct? I believe so. Here we go. Changing that here, getting that so it's more correct here. Go. Okay, that feels good. And now we'll go to your heart, which is green. Okay, now we'll go up to your throat, which is blue. There we go. Well, it's happening much quicker now because the other ones are being cleared out here. We'll go to your third eye, which is, let's see. Yes, it's indigo, I think. Indigo violet, I believe. It makes no difference here. Go. looking good. And the crown chakra, we're just going to close down for everybody. That should not be opened up. Here we go. One, closing it. Two, three, four, and five. There. Now let's close down for you. At least for the show here, we have that special clearing out for the chakras to close down your crown chakra. Also to bring all the energy from the other one so they're not being radiated into the room and transmitted to everybody else around you. So we'll see if we have any comments here, the people. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for those, I hope I'm understanding this correctly. Kim is saying, having emotional attacks, pregnant, any special interest to alien energies about being pregnant, I guess.
Well, I guess they're probably asking if you're pregnant, is it a possibility of having your child abducted? Is it a possibility, your fetus, is it a possibility of having it become a hybrid? Is it a possibility that they could take it out of you for a couple of days and put it back in again? Yeah, all that's true, yes, uh-huh. So, that's the way it works. That's the way they are. They really want us to be probably a baby factory, so to breed a lot. The more they can have people here, the more they can use them. So that's the reason why probably a lot of the cultures want to have a lot of children or groups in different cultures or different societies. So they're being told they need to have more people, maybe because they're thinking that they're closer to God by having more kids, save more people. Anyway, whatever their belief is, and the aliens just probably see it as a way they can have a better feast. Oh, but not too encouraging if you're pregnant, but does it happen? Yes, all the time. Back to you, Harry.
Okay, so maybe Kim should give you a call, and you can just tell her if something's going on with her, in case I misunderstood that question or misread it at all.
If she is pregnant, I would get on the alien attack page and bring the light beam up all the time.
Okay.
I really can't do much more than that. I do a private session to get rid of the aliens if there are any there, but I would just get on the alien attack page.
Okay. All right. So Mika is saying, Ron, I feel a zing all day from the orb clearing. So hopefully that's a good zing. I think it must be. Somebody else was mentioning a couple of pages ago, I don't remember who it was, I think their name began with T or K, but I can't find it now, saying that they had done the, sounds like they did the whole life orb clearing, Ron, since we talked about it, and you were telling us all about it, and did all those samples clearing for us on the Wednesday show, that they've done the clearing, and they were feeling a lot of benefit. Kind of amazed at how much benefit they felt. So that is good to hear.
And again, if you did the clearing, the whole lifetime clearing, and you don't have the colored one, send me an email and I'll give you the link for the colored orb clearing. But that way you have two of them.
So much. So George is mentioning that he's noticing dragon clouds lately. And Janice was wondering, she hasn't been seeing them and was wondering if they were around with the earth spirit being gone. So maybe you can talk about that, Ron, the animal clouds that we've all seen over the last year-ish, and how that relates to the earth spirit being here or not being here.
Well, they're here as like protectors of the planet. They're the animal spirits. So all I know is they show up in clouds. And they will help to defend us here. They probably still resonate to the Earth, even though the energy of the Earth spirit isn't here. The placeholders are. The Earth spirit still hasn't come back yet. So that's what I'm saying. I saw something on the fast chat about, I don't know if it was New or somebody or Neat or something that wanted to know about the Galactic Federation, their...
Yeah, what percentage of the Galactic Federation is working with Lightship, I think, was the question.
My knowledge is zero.
Okay.
I don't want them around at all. and reason is because they don't have the technology to deal with the aliens, and that's basically it. Plus, they could be from the darkness anyway, coming in, opposing to. I don't want any double back. So, Galactic Federation is not working with the light ship whatsoever. That could be the Galactic Federation of Light, whatever's out there. The Great White Brotherhood, all these things are not working with Source Energy to do this. That's why they chose to have the Assets of America military, the militaries here do that through time traveling. That way the Lightship can understand what they're doing and help them out. But any other Galactics, UFOs, races, no. None of those are helping out for defending the Earth here from alien attacks. Not even in the Beyondo. Back to you, Carrie.
Excuse me. Okay, so excuse me. The we have a few comments here. Larry's feeling good. Excuse me. I just took a sip of something and it's gone down the wrong way. Feeling good from the chakra clearing. Ron and Michael says. It's really helping him, and he's glad it was brought up. Janice is saying she's feeling great from that, too, and thank you. Janice said her body was jumping around when you did the power chakra clearing. And George says, when the fourth chakra cleared, my pain was affected nicely. So, what was the next thing I was going to read? Oh, yeah, Candy's wondering about a healing for the physical heart. What you would recommend for that, Ron? I know
a special clearing. I would first do the circulatory. I'd do the body jump start if you want to do anything that's going to be real beneficial. I'd do the body jump start. And if you need something to augment that, then do the special clearing. The body jump start just got put up recently. And it ends last day in March, $200 for five different clearings. So definitely get on that and do that. It has two lifetime clearings on it. So if you have any kind of condition that you're dealing with, that condition would be a physical condition, that would probably help you out very well. That's what I'd recommend doing.
And the body system rejuvenation, which is within the body jumpstart special, that has, as well as the circulatory and blood part, it also has the muscular system. So the heart, of course, is our busiest muscle. So you get some benefits there too. And they both have custom boxes that you can put in. What your particular need is. So for your heart, you could put that in the muscular or the blood or whatever else you felt it was in. Ron Jed, and I think Jed is the one that was mentioning that he had done the whole life orb clearing, and he's just trying to explain to Nibley a little bit more about what orbs are, and saying that he's not really sure exactly what they are. But the clearing did help him. So I don't know. I know you mentioned a little at the beginning, but I don't know if you said that they're actually a conscious life form, just like all the things that you clear up on the 8-hour intensive.
Yes, uh-huh. The orbs are things that people are noticing now. I don't know. If you wanted to Google that, you probably could. Just Google orbs, and you may actually get pictures of them. It's just a round of circles of light that appear in photographs. Sometimes they can be 3 foot in diameter. And you can even see them attaching to people sometimes, which is what they do anyway. But one of those things that you might say, wow, this is really kind of unique, interesting, because I'm seeing these things in my pictures, and most people will tell you, wow, that's really a spiritual experience. You must be really connected to have these things show up, finding that they're not that good because of the clearings. Once you get a clearing and you feel better, these things are released. This is what we do on the 8-hour calls that we don't have any more this month, naturally, but next month we will. Get rid of these critters, all different types. I first started doing these calls, I was kind of like naming each particular type. Now I'm just going to locations, and I don't always bring all the names forward like before. A lot of them are black widows, different types of snakes. There's white snakes and black snakes. There's long ones and short ones. There's maggots. There's the mosquitoes. There's the octopus. There's the caterpillars. There's scorpions.
Squid.
Jellyfish. Have the orbs, too, but there's a lot of these energies that are out there that live inside of us. So remember, you're a host. Host to aliens. So you're are on their plate of food, and they either get you physically or energetically. So that's the way they do it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know you've mentioned before that the orbs seem to be some kind of scout for the jellyfish, and Alan is mentioning here orbs and jellyfish like two peas in a pot of destruction.
Yeah. Well, you know, you won't know about all this to get on the calls. You know, otherwise you're just hearing things and not understand what we're talking about. Might sound pretty weird. Because what we normally talk about or do on all these BBS programs is definitely not mainstream. And it's definitely not mainstream, probably most of the other people on BBS and also in metaphysics, New Age metaphysics. They don't understand this. So for New Age, we are mainstream. We're not mainstream. We're out there talking about stuff that nobody even has a clue to what we're talking about. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm going to give the phone numbers out again while we wait for either a lost caller or some more questions on the fast chat here. So the Q&A, which will be just near the top of the hour there, is area code 559, excuse me. Sorry, I've messed my throat up this evening. 559-546-1301, and the PIN number is 69-75-90, and the pound sign, 697590 pound. And shoot your questions over to CLS, like Creation Light Chip, CLS question, plural, at yahoo.com. And we'll be going till about, I think, about 8:50 tonight, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be 50 minutes long, approximately. So,
yeah.
Come on. Send your questions to CLS questions, yes, at the end of questions, at yahoo.com, and we'll go there and read the questions people want to submit. Go as long as we have questions. And if for some reason your question didn't get answered completely, then just send another email so we can get more clarity from you so you can indicate, well, I got this. Can you explain more on a different location or something? So, you know, I don't mind talking about the same thing more than once. Just give a little more clarity. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just refreshing the fast chat here, looking for some questions. And I'm not seeing any, and my fast chat is refreshing. Okay, here we go. Oh, Larry typed in the number. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, so people are just chatting about orbs and jellyfish and zombies and not doing magic anymore. That's good. Well done, George. And stuff like that. Yeah, I'm going back a page or two to see if there are any questions that I missed. And I'm not seeing anything. I've gone back four pages. So anything else you have popping into your head there, Ron?
No, not too much.
Yeah, I'm just looking back.
Oh, the newest clearing is up. You know, it's $50 if you want to do that one. You know, that's the orb one. You want to do that, but I, in order to get the colors, you have to send me an email that you bought the other one. Then I'll give you the other clearing too, as the colors in it. The last program we released the one from the violet flame, the violet color orbs. That had a lot of good results from people because you're probably hooked up to the orb energies of violet. To use the violet color or whatever that information. Remember, I mentioned keywords. Aliens that connect to you on keywords. So what words you use not all the time. And well, that's probably how they're connecting to you. Different keywords in the different way the letters and words are put into a sentence structure. So you need to kind of maybe keep track of that. Just see what you're using a lot for particular information when you talk to people. What letters or numbers you're using a lot. Like I said, if you see the distant numbers like 1111 or 1010 or whatever all the time on your clock, or maybe on license plates, then you know that they're tracking you, and that's how they know that they have you under their spell, hooked up to you, we'll say, because they're validating through your experience that you're actually able to see that. So when you do connect to those energies and you move your head robotically to find your clock is located, notice if you happen to see numbers in a different location, maybe you go to a coffee house or something and you happen to be searching for a clock and you look at a clock all of a sudden that's against a wall someplace, 1111, been there before, that's how that is. They're making you look for a clock to see what time it is. Or you ask somebody, hey, what time is it? And they go, oh, it's 1111. Oh, shit, they got me again, you know. So that's how you know. We'll end the show now and bring your questions forward for Q&A. And it'll be on for about 50 minutes, 50. We'll get off and we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, on the show, same time, Station 2, where we go to the light ship, Saturday night live on the light ship. And we'll have our special call on Sunday. We bring in the energies for the new year and a sample of those. So that'll be on Sunday the 1st. Maybe longer than 2 hours. I think we put 2 hours on it in the email, but it may be longer than 2 hours. So just be prepared for longer time. Oh, Carrie, I'm going to say thank you, and we'll see you, everybody, on conference call. And you can type in your questions, too, on the fast chat here if you like. Oh, we'll see you later, everybody. Oh, question. Thank you, Ron. What mental barcode clearing? Yeah, there's a mental barcode for the mind. Help you get out of that.
It looks like Candy did it, Ron, and she's just wondering what it did. What does that do?
What does that do? It disconnects you from a lot of the alien mind control programs that are connecting to your thoughts, your current thoughts that they gave you upon your natal chart. Hey, so let's say thank you, everybody. We'll see you in a few minutes here.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone.
Good night.